This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. While the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is rapidly spreading in the country, early indications suggest it may be less dangerous than the Delta variant. That's according to U.S. officials Sunday. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told CNN's State of the Nation, scientists need more information before drawing conclusions about Omicron's severity. But reports from South Africa, where it emerged and is becoming the dominant strain, suggest hospitalization rates have not increased alarmingly. Fauci said the Biden administration is considering lifting travel restrictions against non-citizens entering the United States from several African nations. The Omicron variant has now spread to 40 countries and 16 of the 50 U.S. states. Gambia's incumbent president, Adama Barrow, was on course for a resounding election win on Sunday. That's according to partial results. A win for Barrow could help to draw a line under recent political turmoil. Saturday's vote was the first in 27 years without disgraced former president Yahya Jammeh, who lives in exile in Equatorial Guinea after refusing to accept defeat to Barrow in 2016. U.S. Republican political icon Bob Dole has died at the age of 98. Dole overcame disabling war wounds to become a sharp-tongued Senate leader from the U.S. state of Kansas. He was a Republican presidential candidate and then a symbol and celebrant of his dwindling generation of World War II veterans. Dole announced in February that he'd been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer.